Moncrief on News Talk.
The Trump family are causing ructions in Albania. Plans to open a luxury resort there, backed by Ivanka and Jared Kushner, have not just prompted protests, but even allegations of corruption. Helena Smith is The Guardian's correspondent in Greece, Turkey and Cyprus. Good afternoon, Helena.
Good afternoon to you.
The plan to open this resort, has this been mooted for quite some time? Because I get the impression that when they actually started physical work on it, it took people by surprise.
Well, it did take people by surprise. They basically did initial groundwork. They broke ground on one of the sites of this twin project. But it has actually been mooted for a couple of years, finally given approval in a way that Albanians say was not at all transparent, and that is their beef, in December. But as you say, when bulldozers and heavy machinery moved in, broke ground, that's when environmentalists got very, very concerned, and frankly, all hell broke out.
Yeah, and because where this is proposed to be situated is a very environmentally very sensitive area.
That's absolutely right. I have spent the past week there. It's absolutely beautiful. It's meant to be a protected nature reserve. Beaches of pure white sand, absolutely no building around them, wetlands, a lagoon, unspoiled ocean, and all of that under these plans put forward and led by Ivanka Trump and her real estate business husband. I mean, as a couple, they're leading this prospective development, would see the entire area, these two blocks of this entire area, including Albania's only island, the island of Fezzan, being totally morphed into something very, very different.
Yeah, and it seems like, based on the cost, I suppose, absolutely massive. This is, about €1.5 billion this will be worth.
Oh, it's much more than that, according to the Albanian Prime Minister. It's nearer, in total, nearer €5 billion. And that is almost a fifth of the tiny Balkan nation's entire GDP, economic output. So it's absolutely massive. It's the biggest investment Albania has ever seen. And of course, the worry for Albanians who, have for the past 35 plus years lived in a non-communist state, in a supposedly free democratic state, is that they will no longer have access to their only island, because it will be the island of the rich, the ultra-rich, this luxurious resort, and will no longer have access to this protected area opposite the island, about 5 square miles of sandy beaches, etc., that the Trumps and other developers also have their eye on.
Yeah, and as I understand it, the anti-corruption agency in Albania is investigating. Is it a change of legislation that may have enabled this?
Correct. In December 2024, in very opaque circumstances, laws that would protect, that automatically, and they were very stringent laws, protected these areas, both of these areas, were altered. And that is now the focus of investigations by this anti-corruption body known as SPAC, that is a highly influential organization, much respected in Albania. Also, the investors, as I say, led by Jared Kushner and his wife, Ivanka Trump, were given this strategic investor status that allowed them to allowed the project to be accelerated, which led to the laws being changed and the land now being very openly talked about by Ivanka Trump as their property that they are going to develop. And that, in addition, has really riled the Albanians as well.
Yeah. But it seems like whilst there are protests, multiple protests about this, the government have set their face against that. You know, they're not going to back down.
That's absolutely right. I mean, there have been, we are now in the 12th day of protests. Protests every single day are taking place in Tirana, the Albanian capital, with thousands amassing on the central boulevard outside of the Prime Minister's office, that should say shuttered offices. None of the windows in that building, I saw them for myself, are presently open. They stand there, they chant by the thousands, as I say, Albania is not for sale, the Prime Minister should go to jail, the main opposition leader would be better off in jail. These are non-partisan protests and not led by any political party, something Albania has never seen before, and basically attended en masse by very young people, Generation Z, who want to see changes in the country.
Oh, interesting. Helena, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That was Helena Smith there, the Guardian's correspondent in Greece, Turkey and Cyprus.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.